Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast. Author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions we all have about hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead, it should inspire us to use our time on earth wisely.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we want to talk to you about why God allowed me to feel pain. Now, in the vision God gave me that I wrote about in my book, 23 Minutes in Hell, I shared that God allowed me to feel some of the pains one will feel in hell. I also shared that the amount I experienced was only a fraction of what normally would be felt.
You know, Bill, and some might ask, why would God allow you to feel any pain at all when he paid the price?
Well, I can tell you this much. He allowed me to experience some pain in order to explain to others that the pain one feels in hell is not a state of mind, but actual pain. It is not simply metaphorical or allegorical. Now, I understood that the pain I felt was being blocked or softened by God. Now, just because I experienced some pain doesn't mean I paid the price for anyone's salvation. That would be like saying, since Jesus suffered on the cross for us, then no Christian should ever bear any pain at any time for any reason. In addition, I can answer your question with a question. Why did he allow the apostles to suffer the way they did? They were sawed in half, hung upside down on a cross, stoned, shipwrecked, thrown in dungeons, beaten, chained, and so forth. You know, and God said about Paul in Acts 9:16, "For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Now, this is not to in any way compare my experience with Paul or the apostles. My point is, if God would allow one of the most important people in the Bible to suffer great things and his chosen, then who am I to question God's purposes? You know, besides, even though 23 minutes seemed like 23 weeks, I was still only there 23 minutes. So what I experienced was minor in comparison to what the great men of the Bible had to go through.
You know, and that reminds me of Hebrews 11, verse 35, which mentions that others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection.
That's right.
So that just confirms there are Christians that will be even tortured and suffer.
Right.
And the Believer's Bible Commentary says about that verse, "So this is also a result of faith, not that it brings deliverance to a man, but that sometimes when deliverance is offered, it gives him a fine courage to refuse it."
That's a good quote. You know,
yes.
That's a good explanation for that. You know, I'm very grateful that this was a vision I experienced and I wasn't condemned to hell as a lost person would be. You know, that now there are things I did experience, just to share some of those. At one point, there were four demons who were going to tear my arms and legs off. You know, however, God didn't allow it. He took me away from their presence and placed me alongside this enormous, raging pit of fire. Now, this is where I could first see thousands of people actually burning. Now, that was a horrendous sight. You know, other things God allowed me to experience was the stench, the disgusting foul odors of the demons, you know, the smell of burning sulfur, which is toxic to breathe, the lack of oxygen, the deafening screams, the extreme thirst and hunger, the physical exhaustion, the intense fear, the heat of the flames, the loneliness, but, you know, worst of all was the hopelessness. You know, to be hopeless is so unbearable that I'll never forget it. The total abandonment and isolation forever is inconceivable, and we can't imagine what it's like to be truly without hope.
That's so true. And Isaiah 38:18 says, "Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for thy truth." And we know that Jesus said he is the truth, but it's too late for them.
That's right.
And Bill, what about also the torment in your mind, knowing you are separated from your loved ones forever? That has to be really tormenting.
It was extremely tormenting, you know. Like, for instance, you know, I thought about you, my wife, and I understood I would never, ever see you again, and I could never hold you or talk to you or let you know how much I love you. I could never even say goodbye, and you wouldn't even know that I still exist. You know, death does not mean cease to exist. Death means separation from God. You know, I still existed down deep in the earth. And, you know, I would be forever consumed with the thought of how I need to get out of hell and tell you where I am, you know, and to have some finality in saying goodbye. But I knew that would never happen. You know, Job 7:9 says, "He that goes down to Sheol shall come up no more." That was extremely tormenting. You know, and I also thought, you know, a bit about never seeing anyone, you know, not being with anybody. You're not with people, you know, to be isolated and no finality with any loved ones, to be alone forever. It was just a nightmare. Now, I didn't think about my unsaved family, you know, but I was consumed with fear and was in a panic state of mind. So perhaps, you know, if I was there longer, those thoughts may have come to my mind.
And it makes me think, Bill, wow, that, you know, that is so tormenting. I mean, to think about just being there forever. I had to just wait a moment and let that
sink in.
I mean, I guess that's the toughest part about hell, is it is forever.
It is. And like I said, you don't get to tell your loved ones goodbye. They don't know that you're still there. I mean, that was the really horrible part, knowing I could never see you and even explain anything or just tell you how much I love you and say goodbye.
Yeah, so it's pain on every level that you're experiencing. It's pain, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally,
right,
in every way.
Exactly.
It makes me think about in Luke 16, the rich man in hell that Jesus talked about, he was concerned about his family. He didn't want his five brothers coming to this place of torment, as he said. And he knew they needed to repent of their sins, which is interesting, and he wanted Lazarus to go and testify to them. But that was not going to happen, and even if it did, Abraham said they would not be persuaded, even if one came back from the dead. He said they have Moses and the prophets to be persuaded. You know, and we know that someone returning from the dead will not change many people's belief. We know this because Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to over 500 people. This is recorded in history, in the Bible, and we see how many don't believe even God himself today. You know, this is all documented, and many historians and witnesses testify to Jesus' resurrection, and they are without excuse.
Right, and I didn't fulfill that. Yeah, I wasn't coming back from the dead. That mine was just a vision. You know, so that's a difference.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, it's just interesting, even if somebody was.
Right.
they wouldn't be persuaded.
Right, because Jesus did.
Exactly.
You know, all these pains and feelings I felt were of a much lesser degree than what the condemned in hell feel. You know, it was softened for me. You know, I can't imagine the true amount of intensity of pain they are experiencing. You know, Revelation 14, 10, and 11 states that God will pour out his wrath full strength in at least the future hell, the lake of fire. You know, so it's possible that in the current hell or Hades, he has not yet poured out his full wrath or strength. You know, and what could that be like? You know, God's full strength of wrath? You know, I wouldn't want to find out, you know.
Me neither.
That's right. You know, I have met others who have had a dream or vision of hell, and they also felt the heat, smelled the foul odors, heard the screams, and experienced the fear. So the point is, I am not the only one. You know, and one additional point, the amount of pain God allowed me to feel was a motivator to go and share this message in the first place, as I really didn't want to. You know, knowing what people will experience is something that drives me to travel to warn others how to avoid this place of torment.
Oh, that's so true, Bill. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, as a side note, God is not the one who causes the pain in our lives. Just as a reminder, in John 10:10, Jesus told us who was behind it. Jesus said, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly."
That's right.
God's desire is not to cause pain to anyone, but to bless and help people. In addition, man exercises free will and makes unwise decisions which result in pain, suffering, loss, and destruction. And of course, evil people harm, kill, and steal from others. They are influenced by demons, and some are even possessed by demons.
That's so true.
We see this in our world today.
That's
with
right.
Some of the horrific crimes and things going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, another reason God had allowed me to experience the pain I did was because I had told the Lord a long time ago that I was willing to do whatever He would want me to do at any time. You know, I had given my life to Him. My life belongs to Him completely. Now, if you don't know the Lord, you can today. You can know Him. All of us must repent of our sins. You know, have a sorrow for our sins and ask God's forgiveness, and He will forgive us. Ask Him to come into your heart today. Give Him your life, and He will give you eternal life.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to leave us a rating or comment. We value your feedback. Stay in touch and learn more about this ministry by visiting us at soulchoiceministries.org.